Get the best experience of customer service and maintenance of your Rorick Advantage at the Service Center on West Liberty Avenue. Visit RorickHonda.com for all of your vehicle needs and check out our blog posts, which usually are about John Chamberlain's anger on the road.
And now we start this week's You Jag Off podcast from the Pittsburgh Irish Festival, which you're not at.
According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word jagoff is defined as a noun, which means a stupid, irritating, or...
Here's how Pittsburghers define a word jagoff. When someone cuts you off on a parkway.
Jagoff!
Or someone scares the out of you.
Yeah, jagoff!
Or it's a term of endearment.
How you been, jagoff?
This is Mark Madden.
Hi, this is Larry Richard.
Hey, it's Rick Sivak.
Hi, this is Greg Brown.
Hi, I'm Tyler Kennedy.
This is Santonio Holmes.
And this is the You Jagoff Podcast.
Okay, you just ended your sentence with a preposition, but I'm okay with it.
What a jag off.
So this is John and Rachel. We're at the Pittsburgh Irish Festival. We're recording this. And if you're listening to this podcast on Monday or Tuesday when it came out, you missed it. But the cool thing is that you could follow along on the website, which we'll give you a little bit all year long, so you don't miss the intermittent things that lead up to this. So, but first, before we talk about that, we ask you to make sure you listen to us on your Jag Off on Q every Monday through Friday, 7 to 10. And we have lots of Pittsburgh stories. If you have a great Pittsburgh story, you should call and tell us. Like our blogs, they're good stories.
Well, I don't write them as much as you do. Listen, you captured the essence of the Morgan Wallen concert Portageon fight. Everybody and their mother was like weighing in on that. Who didn't want to be friends with the chick in the romper? I did. I want to meet her.
Who didn't know what a romper was before that story came out? Me.
I knew.
Anyway, check that out because we had to weigh in just like everybody else because what a story. And then thieves try to steal somebody's car.
A firefighter's car.
A firefighter
parks his car at the fire station to go help somebody out, and somebody comes and tries to steal his car. Like, that's what the whole point of the blog was, like, you know, you're smart enough to figure out how to break into a car. Maybe go to firefighter rescue school and figure out how to legally break into a car and help some people with that knowledge, you jag off.
No question. We obviously wrote about the Pittsburgh Irish Festival because we're so excited that we were coming.
You.
And the last thing we talked about was our Beano's collaboration. So we're really excited because if you go to our Facebook page, if you go to our youjagoff.com page, you can actually see that we've teamed up with Beano's and we are looking for another band or two or three to add to the Beano's promotion, which is you scan one of their deli condiment submarine sandwich dressing.
You could say hoagie.
I could say dressing, yeah. And you literally can hear a Yinzer playlist. It doesn't get any better than that. So we want to know who's the next band. And you get a jam session where you make some Sammies with us.
Beano's deli condiments have been a staple to Sammies for years. So make sure you get on and vote.
There you go. Marin's here. How's that? Do we go fast?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Marin.
Marin is the executive director, and she has been doing this not quite 32 years, even though it's an existence.
I mean, I've been around 32, all 32
yes.
years.
But
I just
she
wasn't
learned,
working on it yet.
She learned from the best. She was kind of this little lad, little lass, listening to everything that was happening, and then took it all in and created what it is today.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah, I was putting postage stamps on mailings when I was three.
See, that's so funny.
That's the stuff you got.
They weren't very straight. They weren't stuck on pretty straight. But back when you had to lick them.
I was going to say you had to lick them back then. Oh, my gosh.
It.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
God. Three-year-old
dream come true.
Three-year-old with high blood pressure 10, from 000, licking stamps.
10,000 licking postage stamps. They would be like this on the upside down.
That is so funny. Do you have like a new class of workers like that age, like nieces, nephews, volunteer kids who are like the old Marin?
I have a few.
Okay.
I got a couple nephews that are
just training.
Shy of running the festival operations.
Okay.
But yeah, we're bringing in new people all the time. Something we talk about the Irish Festival is we're like Hotel California.
Yeah.
You can check in, but you can't check out. So we bring
Suck
people in that
yeah.
we love. And one of the things that really matters to me is that it feels like a family environment. So everyone that works for us either actually is family or has joined the family.
Yeah.
And so I'm constantly looking for people and good people that are willing to come and support the festival or attend the festival or participate in some way.
Great point. Oh, I'm sorry. No, you can
the
start.
Festival is a good thing because it's not just about coming out and drinking and listening to music.
No.
It's about keeping the culture alive all year long, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you guys have even begun to do that because the festival happens now, but there are things throughout the year that people could do.
That was going to be my point. So
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we actually, many years ago, established the Irish Education and Outreach Program. Mm-hmm. And so with that, we'll go into schools, we'll go into senior centers, we'll participate in other events throughout the city in order to get the Irish culture out there. I think it's a universally loved music and dance, universally loved food. And so it's really important to us from a mission perspective to educate and celebrate as much as we possibly can.
Have you said that before? Because that just made me want to do it. I like want to run through a wall.
Yeah, that is so inspiring.
Because it's true. It's all year round. And it's so important to keep that. Because I was going to say, although we tell you come out September 8th, 9th, and 10th, or whatever it falls in that September, it is constant. You do the St. Bridget's?
We do St. Bridget's Festival in September, February. It's September now. We're going to be doing that again this year with details to come soon. But the whole goal of it is for people to come out to these events and learn something that they can do at home. So, you know, does a kid see someone play a fiddle for the first time and all of a sudden want to get fiddle lessons? Do you see a recipe in the Celtic kitchen and all of a sudden you want to learn how to bake that recipe for dessert a couple times a year? I mean, that's really what it's all about. Do you put that Irish musician on? You know, do you teach your kid about something you learned? Did you trace your roots at the genealogy area? So it's really something we want to impress upon people all the time.
Two things. One, Mary Mack's daughter, Anna, was sitting with us last night after they did their presentation, and she said, I have to go because there's storytelling. To me, that is something that's so authentic because not all of these festivals have something like that. What is it about your storytellers that really captivate? Because people literally crowd around to see what's going on.
Yeah, I think it's because, first of all, they're great at what they do. And they're telling stories that are in some cases, relatable. In some cases, they're sort of fantastical or they're magical or they're fiction. And they have Irish lore. But the Irish lore is so rooted in things we don't even think about.
Right.
Fairies are Irish. You know, we have leprechauns people know about. But mermaids have roots in a Celtic culture. So there's something that's like really fun. It's like you're watching a Disney movie featuring things about the Irish culture.
Yeah. No, for sure. I wanted to talk about the fact that we had Mick Thomas on the radio to talk about, now you've added comedy over the last couple of years. What was the thing that he said to us that we were like, that's why we love this Irish festival?
Well, he had said, you know, comedians know that an outside venue is just potential, it's hazard. Mm-hmm. It's hazardous,
not
right?
Not an ideal comedy situation.
Right, let alone next to a train track, right?
Yeah.
But Mick had said that you guys had done one of the best jobs as far as setting the comedy show up for success. And we talked about that on the way home the other night, in that it really was. You close the tent off, you have the spotlights, you have the good audio, and it seems like the comedians truly love coming here versus, oh, God, this is one of those circuses. You have every detail. So I guess the point Rachel's making is it's in the management. Right. And no matter what you do it right.
Yeah. Well, and that's, the one of the best things about Irish culture, in addition to what we celebrate about our history, is what is happening in Ireland right now. And one of the things that's happening is these amazing Irish comedians came over here and are working the circuits.
Yeah.
And so that's Irish culture. It doesn't have to be historical or the history of leprechauns or where we came from and the English and all this. It St. Patrick, this is what's going on in Ireland right now, and we want to tell you about what it's like to live there right now. Mm-hmm. What it's like to be there, what it's like to visit, what do they have right now to offer. And so that's really important to us too, and that the comics are phenomenal.
People want to touch base after this, or you know, they heard this podcast about the Irish culture, they can go to the location, the Irish Cultural Center. Right?
Yeah, well, so there is an Irish Center, but some of the things I would recommend is for people to check us out on social media. We're constantly putting content out there. There's a couple Irish stores. I have to mention the Irish Design Center in Oakland. They can go, they can pick up things. There's a huge library there if they want to do some research and look through things. They can try food and drink there as well. Visit your local Irish pub. There's a lot of really, really great. And the Irish musicians performing here this weekend perform all year round at Irish pubs and non-Irish pubs for us. And so people can find that wherever they want. They can also call us, and if they want to have a presentation or if they want to book a band.
Like a storyteller.
I mean, I have people call, you know, not to get morbid, but I have people call for bagpipers for funerals.
Yeah.
Sure, if you want a bagpiper for your wedding, like, we can help you resource those things so that you can bring the culture into your day-to-day life.
But even like the storytellers that are here, they're available to go to
school. Call me. I'll get you a great
story. She is. She's the connector.
Definitely. The ultimate networker. Maren, one more time, where does everybody find you and follow you so that they can know about the Irish Festival year-round?
So our website is pghirishfest.org. We're on Facebook,
Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, X, whatever we're calling it these
days.
Yeah,
that's right, right.
And we also have a great email list. You can sign up for our email list. And our email list, it doesn't just function during the festival. We send stuff out all the time throughout the year about what's going on in the city, celebrating Irish Celtic culture.
Yeah. Celebrating 32 years. Who knows what next year will bring? I love seeing it grow.
Let's go one day at a time. Yeah, right.
Thanks, as always. So, question of the day. Do you have one? Because
no.
I have one. All right.
I left it blank.
We wound up summer. So, what is the summer project that didn't get done because now you're into fall?
That's a really long list.
Yes. I know. I thought of you afterward. I was like, aren't you working on your house?
You know,
still?
This is an attack on her husband right now.
Oh!
What didn't get done? I'm going to embarrass myself, and Brittany's going to be mad, but I have been working in the dining room, and I promised my wife, Brittany, that by the end of the summer, I'd go up to the office that I have and stop working in the dining room, and I haven't yet.
I've
now promised her end of September. So
listen,
you should see the dining room table.
I'm sure. But, you know, this is a little busy.
Hey, enlist some of these volunteers. I got one more project for you to do.
She gives me grace. Let's just put it that way.
Awesome.
You're special to us, and
yes,
we appreciate
thank
that.
So
thank
much.
You
I love
for always
being a part of it. Thank you for having me. Absolutely.
Love you guys.
Sure. All right. We're going to have a little music, and then we are in front of the Wild Rover, and we're going to talk to the guys who own it. Tom and Des, come on over. This is going to be the most fun interview I just know of it right now.
No pressure. Listen, no pressure, but it better be fun.
So it's Des and Tom. You own this thing called the Pub on Wheels. And if you're listening to the podcast, you missed it. But if you're on Facebook Live right now, you can see it behind us. It is literally an Irish pub on wheels. So this
so
is
cool.
Your guy's brainchild, right?
It is indeed.
Yeah. So
how
right,
did that
us,
conversation start?
Yeah. Is it where we're having some beers and one thing led to another?
During the course of COVID, we had, happened upon this website where this individual had created something small up in the Boston area, basically a horse trailer, and he turned it into that. I was like, gosh, we could do something like that.
Okay.
And Tom was in the process of selling his company. I was sort of semi-retired, doing a little consulting. We had the time. We said, let's give it a run.
COVID birthed so many good ideas, right? That's the only silver lining that we can say with COVID, because we love hearing that people sort of just started with an idea and it went to another thing. So when he brought that to you, did you scratch your head for a little bit? Did you mull it over, or were you all in?
So we started the search for an RV, and we really had no idea what we were going to do.
Sure.
We didn't think we were just going to paint maybe the aluminum siding on an RV. We started out looking at just tow behinds, not the fifth wheel, and we quickly realized it wasn't tall enough for this guy.
So he didn't want
to. He thought of you. Okay.
So Des, tell us, take us through for somebody who's listening to it and they can't visualize it. Take us, what does it look like when you walk in? It used to be a trailer. Now it's this pub. So the doors open in the front. Take us from there.
So essentially, it used to be an old travel trailer.
Yeah.
Fifth wheels, 20 odd years old when we bought it. It had a typical man door in the spot. So if you're looking at it, the verbal picture is it looks the same shape as a fifth wheel travel trailer. We've opened up the side. We've got big doors, 8-foot doors, 9-foot doors with a set of steps up. You step up, you're looking directly at the bar. The slide is where, when the slide goes out, that's where the bartender stands with his wares behind him. We have a couple of, we have three taps on the right side. One's a dedicated Guinness tap. The other two are for whatever. And we have a couple of taps on the outside as well if we have extra volume. We have a full separated compartment up front where we have our whole keg system and storage, etc. And so it's fully self-contained. It's turkey. Pull up. As long as your driveway is kind of flat, we'll work with it.
When you thought about all those things, do you both have some kind of engineering background to have thought of it, or no? Yeah?
Absolutely not.
Okay, for real?
No.
Okay, we both laughed.
So like, we need to give props to our general contractor, if you will. We were the laborers.
Okay.
Des' right. brother-in-law, Bob Scott.
Okay.
Really helped us, you know, build it. We built it as we went along.
Okay.
A lot of it, a lot, should we say it wasn't super intentional? Like, you know, we lucked out with the cushions. We were just telling Lahua, okay, with Dublin or whiskey. She's like, did you have these cushions specially made? We're like, no, of course not.
We lucked into a 48-inch bench.
Oh, my God.
That, okay.
So you did a lot of YouTubing searches before this.
Well, Bob is Bob built houses.
Okay.
So
he
helped us a lot, and then we did a lot of the grunt work.
The woodwork is super cool. Like, you know, I mean, you walk in and you're sort of submerged into an Irish
and it's
pub.
Sturdy. It's not like this, I don't know, flimsy wood that you're just kind of doing for display.
Well, our bar top was an interesting story. We were looking at big slabs of wood, and they were expensive. They were about $1,000 to buy that thing.
Right.
I was like, not doing that. So we were down in Construction Junction looking at things, see if we could find something. But we saw these church pews there, and those ones were all curved. I said, oh, there has to be other. That has to be straight-backed church pews.
Right.
So we found a guy who bought a church and a residence, was selling the whole lot, and went and bought a couple of church pews from him, brought them back, $50 a piece, took off the backs, and sanded them and printed them up, and so the top of the bar is
so
a
now
former,
it's been blessed too.
It's been completely
yeah, we can, yeah, right,
church
right,
here
right,
too.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it doesn't
a
get any better than
water
that.
Around and we're golden. We should do mass here tomorrow.
I know. There you go. So how many people does it hold, and did that sort of change as well as you were thinking it through?
Not really. We maximize the depth of how far back because with the slide, I don't know, we have six stools up there, benches for probably five or six more people. Let's say you got 8 or 10 standing, you really pushed it, that's what you can get in.
We have to mention that this is the first deployment.
This is the first deployment.
Other than a driveway, your own
correct
driveway for pictures.
Yeah, friends
right?
and family.
Yeah.
Which I'll tell you, the best thing of that was at the end of the night, just like a typical bar, there's two guys sitting at the end of the bar, just shooting the breeze like it was a regular bar.
Oh my God.
I took a picture of it. It warmed the heart, right?
Yeah, for sure.
The dumbest question of all is, it's called the Wild Rover.
Yeah.
One of my favorite bars in Astoria, New York is called the Irish Rover.
Okay.
What is there something with the Rover name that's Irish pubbish?
The Rover, I was sort of trying to get something about the mobility of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see.
But the Wild Rover is a favorite, a famous song by the Dubliners.
Wild
Rover, and I can't remember. That's about as far as I can get. But
I got it. Okay, all right. Because, yeah.
I know
right.
it.
All right, cool. Well,
so, now what? So, it's here for the Irish Festival for the first time. You guys are good friends. You've put your heart and soul into it. Where does it go from here?
Well, our next deployment is next weekend at Millvale Days.
And you're welcome, Ray.
Woohoo! No, I didn't say it for that. I didn't say it for that. No,
you were the
so
introduction. So, yeah. Kevin.
Isn't that Pittsburgh, though? You know, you hear about one thing, and then you go, I have a friend who, and it just goes and
completely.
Goes and goes, right?
Yeah. So we're looking for that viral takeoff with exposure here. But and after that, it's wide open. Literally, our first deployment, we just got, you know, PennDOT approval for the rig. It was more, weighed more, and it needed to be recertified and so on. So we got just about that 3 weeks ago. So now we're literally off to the race.
This is kind of like the perfect thing for those people that have those block parties.
Block
and stuff
parties,
like, right?
Weddings,
cul-de-sac
so
parties,
people
dinners.
Could rent it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it is a venue for hire. Equipment for hire.
Gotcha. Is really versus coming to festivals all the time. So correct. It could kind of be either.
Well, it could be either.
Yeah.
I think, you know, again, we're trying to navigate the legal realm that we've never been in, the insurance realm.
Yeah.
Right now, it's a venue for hire. We're partnering with the Dubliner, who is you know, manning it.
Yeah.
But the general strategy is, let's say you want to rent it for a graduation party or a wedding. You tell us, you know, what you want. You want to, and you pay for it, right? You pay for the Guinness. You pay for whatever kegs you want. And we get them hopefully a day before so that the beer settles, they cool.
Okay.
We learned that at Dez's house.
Okay.
Light beer is very foamy if you just bring it on the first day.
Okay. Sure, sure.
These taps are tough to run if you don't let it settle down.
Okay.
And then the bartenders will be for hire as well. And then, you know, we can expand everything. If you want, you know, you want a grill, you want something else. But the trick is that we're the equipment for hire, and then in order to reduce the liability and everything else, you would buy everything,
smart,
pay for it.
So then you also have the relationships with everybody. You're Switzerland, right?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Well, and also the other thing, I hate to say it in this environment, but it is heavily Irishized right this minute.
There's
but
nothing
this,
wrong with
this
that.
This could be Italian. This could be, you know, Cinco de Mayo is a perfectly good holiday.
Yes. Right. There
well,
you go.
Well, if I want to hire like an Uncle Smitty to hang outside, can I do that too? Can you hire actors?
You know? Sure. There you go.
Listen,
you guys,
this is so awesome.
Brilliant, and we love it.
We love that Pittsburgh is the first. Where does everybody find out more about it?
Our website, which is Pub on Wheels, pubonwheels.com. Okay. We have a Facebook page, which also is Pub on Wheels, I believe. So everything is right on there. They can contact us via that, and we can go from there.
Nice.
Including our calendar for when it's booked, when it's not booked, and so on.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll be in the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Yeah.
And we're going to suggest that we're with you.
Yeah, absolutely. We're already with
us. Love it.
We've never really explored the en route mobile Irish pub, like for a parade.
I don't think we'll make it work.
You sit there, you go slow.
I think to be behind us in the St. Patrick's Day parade would be perfect because we would have refreshments.
Oh.
We could put our food in here.
We're not kidding. This is great. I think it's brilliant. We wish you nothing but luck. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
We do have a question of the day, though. So we said summer, you know, you always have these projects in the summer, and then you don't get them done. So now it's fall. What's the summer project that you let go that you're now into fall? I have a feeling it's this.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Is that the sort of project that you're like, oh, I still got to work on?
Well, as we deploy it, we're finding things that we
little
have to
things.
Fix. So we had to waterproof the door. As you can imagine, everything is square.
Yes. Yes. Completely.
Right. So as we find out, you know, and the driving rain, it's going 45 degrees.
Yeah.
So we just added that, the Wild Rover.
Okay.
We had that done. A friend of ours did it. And we added a drip edge because before we didn't have that.
Yeah. Okay.
It dripped in. And when we picked it up the next day from his house, there was rain on the floor. So we spent a lot of time waterproofing that. And so as we deploy it, we're going to probably figure out what else needs to be reinforced and fixed.
But it's literally going to be the thing that you maintain. I mean, it's
absolutely.
Like a house. You're going to have to,
Well, it's all.
I'm telling you, like, in case you don't know, this is what's going to happen.
The
now.
Yeah,
no.
The setup and teardown is a non-trivial task.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
So that takes a little bit of time.
Understood.
Not just a project, but it's, you know.
Yeah.
So
what I love
so
is
awesome
that everybody knows it's here. We told, like, people, meet us at the pub, you know, and they know it's here. So,
that's
again, we
cool.
wish
we
you so much luck.
That.
Absolutely.
So much.
Our pleasure.
It.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Good luck.
We are here in front of the Wild Rover, Rach.
Yes. Have you tried any? Do you love this?
I absolutely love this. I haven't gotten to try it just yet, but
yes.
I'm hoping to as soon as we're done with this.
So we don't even know each other yet.
No.
I'm Rachel. This is John. You are?
I am Paige. It's great to meet you both.
Paige, here's
all
the thing.
Right.
Paige is our neighbor at the Irish Festival because we actually have the honor of being part of the sport. It's actually called the Jagoff Sports Complex. So part of the sports complex are all the sports that go into it. So you're coming over to talk about a little something that's going on. Tell us all about your sport.
So the sport that I play is camogie. It is a traditional Irish sport. It's the women division of hurling. It's basically field hockey mixed with lacrosse, mixed with softball, all in one. It's one of the oldest sports, if not the oldest, in existence.
Really?
Yes.
And say it again. It's called
camogie. Yes.
With a C.
Yes.
Camogie. Okay. So how did that start growing here in Pittsburgh?
So we also kind of started based on Gaelic football. The PGAA has always been very active in Pittsburgh. And one of the members has been a big fan of hurling for a while. They were playing with the men's team, and she decided about 2 years ago she wanted to start a camogie team. Just started recruiting people, going around different events, talking with people, and here we are today. We've been around for about 2 years now. We just won the Junior B National Championship.
Woo!
We're very excited.
Pittsburgh's
did you drink out of this?
Oh, yes, we did.
Did you really? Yes, we did.
Oh, that's a big fun thing to do.
Now, did you know anything about this sport before they asked you?
Oh, absolutely
and
not.
What kind of convincing did it take you? Was it like six shots of whiskey, or what got you there?
So one of my coworkers who knows the person who helped found this, Emily Varno, actually came to me one day and was like, do you want to play a weird sport? And I was like, all right, I'll surely give it a try.
Yeah.
And here we are today. I'm now a member of the board. I'm the secretary on our board. I love this sport. It's full of so many amazing people. I couldn't ask for better people to be surrounded by.
So for someone who's like, I don't know enough, I sort of want to poke into it. How do you prepare? What does the game look like? I know that it's like a combination of things, but you had to have been sort of culture shocked in the sense that you've never played it. So how do you prepare for it now? Is there stretching? Is there calisthenics?
Oh, there's absolutely stretching. Yeah. But there's no real way you can do it except for just jumping in and doing it. I know the first practice I went to, I had absolutely no idea what I was doing. Like, there's so many, not so many rules, but like so many weird rules you have to learn. Like, you can't pick the ball off the ground. You can only take so many steps with the ball in your hand. So once you like get the basics, it's really just repetition and keeping on doing it. Like, I know I have our stick here, so just learning how to hold this is a feat in itself.
Okay, so how do you hold it?
So you'll hold it with like your dominant hand on top,
okay,
and then your other, and then, or your dominant hand on the bottom. Oh, thank you. You'll hold dominant hand on the bottom, then your other hand on top, and you'll hold it just like you are, and you kind of go, and you'll like swing like that.
Like you're paddling.
Yes. So kind of just like going to like your wrist. It's all like in your wrist movements. And you kind of, once you like do it a bunch, like you kind of like learn how to go.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I brought our ball that we use. It's called a slitter.
Okay.
You can hit it with your hand. You can hit
what
it with a stick
feel
on
like
the
a
ground.
Little,
it's like a mix between like a softball and a baseball.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's like a baseball with like different covering on it or something.
Yes.
Like that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So you can hit it with your hand. You can't throw it. You can hit it with the stick. You can balance it on your stick. I've seen some ladies who can really run with it down the field on their stick.
On that flat, like, paddle thing, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
So you need to have balance, coordination, hand-eye.
It comes with, honestly, repetition. Like, if you don't have it, some people are like, oh, I don't really know if I can do that.
Like, I have no fine motor skills. Can I play this sport?
You'll learn what's your best way to do it, because not everyone has to do that. Like, I know I'm terrible at balancing it, so I'm just, like, hitting it. You can hit it on the ground. You hit it like a baseball. I know our goalie can absolutely hit it all the way across the field. She's played softball.
Describe the field. That's a good point.
Yes, there you go.
So we typically play on soccer fields. However, traditionally the fields that it's played on is far larger than a football field, a soccer field. If I'm correct, it's about 150 yards long and about 90 yards wide. I could be wrong on that, but they're large.
How many people play on a team?
15 per side.
So that's a big field, but you got a lot of people.
And on the smaller fields, we'll tend to scale that down a bit. Just so it's not that many on at a time, but I've seen them play on the actual fields. It's insane.
That's so cool. Yes. And I love that you're one of those people where it's not like it was this family thing that you got into.
Nope.
You heard about it. You were asked to play. That's how you grow it, right? So how has it grown even since? I'm sure the championship has helped. But
oh, absolutely. We're very excited to be able to use our win to start getting more players, start growing the love of the sport. Because everyone who plays ends up loving it.
Sure.
Is it a good workout?
It really is.
Yeah, it's better than going to the gym.
I think so.
Or walking the Avalon Loop.
You're doing squats. You have to get down to like get the ball off the ground. You're doing running. You're getting a lot of training here. But you don't have to have that before going in.
Yeah.
That's the nice part. Like, a lot of people are like, I've never heard of this. I'm going to give it a try and just fall in love with it.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, if someone doesn't want to go to the gym and they just want to go do something.
Come hang out with us.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. The men's team is amazing. We also have the Gaelic football teams that they get a great workout. And I'll tell you what, I've seen their practices and seen them play. It amazes me what they can do as well. But no, we'll be starting a fall pub league on the 17th. You can follow us on social media for more details. We'll be having a tournament October 14th for the women's football and Camogie.
Where do you play?
So we play at a bunch of different fields.
Okay.
it's kind of hard to find fields available
sure.
in Pittsburgh, but we try our best. We'll be posting all the details like on our social media. So it's at Nalakra, or I believe it's Pittsburgh Pukas, or the PGAA. You can find at all of our details are on there. So
love it.
This
I'm so awesome. Glad we grabbed you.
I didn't know if this like
she was in the middle of like a presentation. I was like, can you come on?
I don't know if this is like the Stanley Cup where we're not allowed to touch it because we didn't earn it. Like, you know, I want to touch it.
But, if you want to touch it, you absolutely can. Yeah. I think the one thing is it's if you didn't earn it, you shouldn't drink out of it. But besides that, you can touch it absolutely right, if you like.
I love it.
So what is the website again?
So it's Nalakra. I was going to say, I might have it on my shirt there.
Yeah.
N-A-L-A-O-C-H-R-A.
If you're listening to the podcast, she's spelling it on her off of her shirt.
It took me a while to be able to spell it. I'll tell you what, having the email address helped me a little bit, but you can find us on Instagram, Facebook. We have a website now that has a lot of details on it. Go check that out. You can sign up to be a social member if you want to just kind of come hang out with us, or absolutely just come hang out with us. We love meeting new people.
Love it. We love it. Paige, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We get to hang out with you later, but again, make sure you follow. Question of the day is, did you have a summer project that you didn't complete and now here we are in fall and you're like, oh boy, I'm still working on something.
Ooh. Well, in my house, we were trying to redo the flooring in our basement after a flooding, so we didn't get that done just yet, but we're working on it now.
There you go.
It's our fall project.
That's it. Now it's fall. You just slide it up. It was summer. Yeah, now it's fall.
That's now it's fall.
It's better weather.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys.
Nice to meet you.
This is so cool. Steeler sticker on here. Why? Are you the official Steeler Irish whiskey? This is legit.
Steeler's Nation. Introducing Dubliner Irish Whiskey. We are a proud partner of the Pittsburgh Steeler. This is our second Steelers. This is our second year. We're very happy to partner with a company that's very Irish, and we're an Irish whiskey. So we have very similar values, and that's what really started this partnership last year. As I said, we're going into our second year. This is our limited edition Steeler Select. So what this is a blend of 3 years to 10 years aged Irish whiskey. We actually age it in a bourbon cask, which is pretty cool. So for any bourbon lovers, this is gonna appeal to you as well as our Irish whiskey fans. This bottle is special because it's celebrating 90 seasons of the Steelers.
Wow.
So this is a limited edition. It won't be around forever. So I always recommend to people to buy two bottles. One to keep.
Yes.
Keep, don't open, and then one to drink because it's delicious.
Available at all of the normal liquor stores?
Yeah, fine wine
such?
And spirits stores.
We don't have to order it online or anything like
that? You can do both. So we have it in about 100 stores in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
We also have it on finewinegoodspirits.com because there are people outside of Pittsburgh, obviously, that like the Steelers. So for those people, you buy online. And then nationally, you can buy it on reservebar.com. So if you live in California, Texas, Florida, it's available for you there, too.
Tell us a little bit about the Dubliner Whiskey, Irish Whiskey Company, right?
Of course. Yeah. So we're very happy to partner with the Steelers, but we're available nationwide, globally. Our distillery is actually Dublin Liberties Distillery. It's in the heart of Dublin, in the old Liberties area, if you're familiar. We just opened a distillery in 2019, so it's very, very kind of state-of-the-art, a great place to visit. If you're in Dublin, it's so easy. We actually make the Dead Rabbit Irish whiskey, too, at the same distillery,
yeah.
if you're familiar, and Dublin Liberties whiskey as well.
Okay. Is this a family thing, or is this part of a family run?
We're a global company. QB North America is our parent company.
That is awesome.
We make gins. We have other Amara's liqueur, which is the Irish country cream. So we have everything. But Dubliner is our most exciting, most fun brand, you know, for Pennsylvania.
Now, are you a Pittsburgher?
I am, yeah.
So this is a big deal for you to see this whole whiskey, the Steeler.
Well, to be honest, I just came to work for the company last year when I heard about the partnership.
So. Oh,
good
really?
Timing, yeah.
I had an opportunity to work on other sports teams, and when I heard about the Steelers, this is actually the first spirit partner of the Steelers, so it's a very important deal to
That's
the family
big deal.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers
yeah.
as well. So, you know, we're having a lot of fun with it. We're showing people that while you might like to drink beer or bourbon, there's a great opportunity for Irish whiskey in the tailgating, in the stadium. I have two other whiskeys, actually, that we're going to serve at Accrisure Stadium. So Dubliner Honeycomb and Dubliner Bourbon Cask, we're selling those in the stadium. So anybody going to a
like anywhere, any of the kiosks, I say kiosks, yeah. but like any
yeah,
of them,
if
or
you're
is
familiar,
it select?
There's Spirits 33 is where they sell spirits in the stadium. We're selling these in actually a Steelers mason jar. So if you buy a cocktail, you get to keep the mason jar. Which is
I'm going to a Steeler game. I can't go tomorrow, but...
Yeah, if you're listening to the podcast, you need to go look at the pictures because the packaging is
super. I was going
to
say, my God.
Yes, it comes in
Are you selling
box.
Them here today?
We're selling cocktails today. We can't sell bottles.
Okay.
But you can buy them in the Fine Wine Good Spirits store. If you can't find it, please ask your store manager because we'd love to get it, you know, in as many stores as possible.
Can you tell us where
and
your
if you don't
so
have
we can
it,
break into your car and get some?
Seriously. No, I was going to say, if you don't have it, like, make sure you write a letter. Like, why don't we have this in our place? Like, don't get mad. Don't be a nice Jagoff.
Yeah. Right.
Be a nice customer.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, but we have a lot to offer. We've been sampling this all day yesterday. We're sampling it all day today. The feedback's great. I promise if you try the liquid for any of our whiskeys, everybody's very impressed and enjoys them.
Now, we have to read some ads to get ready to close the podcast. Maybe, if you don't mind, can we have a sip, a little tasting as we're
doing this? Of course, absolutely.
Oh, sorry, Monica. In the meantime, though, we have a question of the day. Before you start pouring, Rachel has a question of the day for you.
Question for you personally.
Okay, ready.
Everybody has a summer project that they've been working on, their house, their yard, whatever, and it sometimes just gets moved to the fall. Did that happen to you? And what is that summer project that's now a fall project?
Oh my gosh. Let me think about it.
John said the reason I'm asking it is because my husband has not finished our kitchen, which is true. Every time John comes over, he's like, how's it going? I'm like, we're getting there. It was a weekend project that now turned into we're ordering custom countertops from Vandura. So there you go. I don't know where we went.
That's actually a fun one.
Yeah,
My head went to renovations, as always. But I will say my summer project for personal growth was to work on my golf game. It did not happen. I was like, how all of a sudden is it September? So I have a couple months. That
there you go.
To
Yeah. There you go. That's a really good answer.
That's good.
All right.
All right. So we'll read a couple of ads. So first of all, we have to thank everybody. Thank Marin and the Pittsburgh Irish Festival for having us. Thank you to the guys that own the Pub on Wheels, Des and Tom. They are super great. And Paige for coming on and telling us about
it. Yeah, I mean, I love when we get a last minute, like, phenomenal talking point. Like, I want to play the sport.
Right.
I do this every time.
Yeah, as long as you can do the, what do you call that, block out.
I can do it, John. My kids will say I'm non-athletic, but I think I can do it.
All right, so we're going to read this into this microphone. People's Gas, encourage your people to call 811 for any type of home project, because calling 811 before you dig means for even the smallest project.
We are talking gardening. We are talking mailbox installation. We're talking pools being put in. I mean, it's getting into fall, so any of the projects, make sure you call 811 before you dig.
Because it's the law, you jag off.